Next, we have Nikki Smart. She's a novelist and former South African beauty queen who stole the dress she wore to her first contest. Come on up, Nikki.
All right. So, this actually is from my memoir called Hell Camp. I'm reading you a bit of chapter 12. It's actually entitled Religion and Sex. Oh, no, but we're not going to do the sex part. And the only thing you'd need to know is that it takes place in South Africa and the currency there is rand. So, Craving validation in any format, I entered a local beauty contest, mailing in a photo and a bio that read, I love to water ski, horse ride, and play badminton, like I'd actually done those things. Still, I was chosen to compete in the finals. High excitement, except it called for a dress. I had to wear a dress. I didn't own a dress, and certainly nothing my sister wore could win me a beauty contest. My mother, not all bad, gave me 20 rand to purchase a new outfit. Unfortunately, 20 rand didn't quite crack it. I brewed it with a girlfriend from mine, Vivian, who skillfully solved my predicament. Which dress do you like? She asked after I'd tried several on. I pointed to a plain but well-fitting lavender dress, and Vivian promptly stuffed it in her school bag. Right, let's go. It was that easy. Our crime-induced high turned to shame and guilt as we ordered burgers, fries, and cokes at the local Wimpy Bar with my 20 rand dress money. Munching our way through greasy burgers, the idea struck us that we should go to church. Of course, God would forgive us and we could rest easy. We planned to attend the following Sunday, but Vivian lived far away and never made it to church. I, however, was determined to go, especially now that I'd appropriated myself a whole new wardrobe. Sunday arrived and I beelined to the nearest church, only to have polite, smiling, religion-imbued folk block me at the door. You must wear a hat to come inside, an overweight lady with a smug sense of self-righteousness and a lovely hat instructed me. I'm sure God won't mind if I don't wear a hat, I reasoned with her. He'll be happy to know that I'm here. I never come to church. This is a big step for me. You can't come in without a hat on. That's the rule. She crossed her arms, preparing to do battle for God's bonnet decree. Anger welled in my chest. Had she not just heard me say this was a big step for me? Rome wasn't built in a day. Maybe if I liked the program, I'd come back the next week. And if I felt so inclined, maybe the following week too. Perhaps I'd even steal a hat for myself the week after that. The whole religion thing annoyed the heck out of me. I mean, who seriously believes that God thinks you should wear a hat to church? I wanted to scream at her jelly neck fat. God doesn't give a baboon's ass what you wear on your head. He cares about what's in your heart. Well, God must have loved me a little because I won that beauty contest. And my prize? A 20 rand gift voucher to Papillon, the very same clothing store that had unwittingly supplied me my well-fitting lavender dress. With a look of amazed disbelief on my now proven pretty face, I was crowned Miss Teenager of Ramberg. Accepting my award, I didn't feel like a beauty queen. Would they take back my prize if they knew I was wearing a stolen dress? In retrospect, I should have been crowned Miss Promiscuous, Alcoholic, Shoplifting, Brimming with Rage, Mighty Miserable Teenager of Ramberg, but I guess that would have been a tad wordy. Thank you.